Our pediatric advanced life support training is suitable for anyone who is already qualified in first aid and is looking for some refresher training. The course will introduce you to the basics of first aid, as well as how to administer CPR to children and babies, and how to put them in the recovery position. This course will also cover the types of illnesses that children can have, the signs and symptoms of each, and how to treat each one. At the end of the course, students will feel they have a greater knowledge on administering first aid to children, and will know how to record accidents and illnesses in the early years setting. In order to complete the course, participant must achieve 80% or more in the final assessment. 3 CPD points will be assigned on successful completion of the course. The course 100% online and can be taken according to candidate's schedule. The certificate will last for 2 years. Fully CPD registered. Completed online with instant downloadable certificate. Covers various health and safety scenarios. Explains risk management. Counted as staff training on health and safety. Content is developed by qualified and competent first aid experts. Our online training courses come with assessments with no time limits. Full sound voiceover. This will cover the following topics. Module 1. Introduction to first aid. This session will cover the basics of first aid in the workplace and will consider who the designated first aiders are and what a first aid box should contain. The unit ends with looking at what a primary and secondary survey of a casualty should include and how the first aider can treat both a response and an unresponsive casualty. Module 2. Resuscitation. The sessions will explore how to administer CPR in order to resuscitate someone whose heart has stopped beating. You also cover how to administer CPR to a child under the age of 1, and will consider why the steps to follow are different to the steps for administering CPR to children and adults. The unit will end by exploring what a defibrillator is. Module 3. Secondary survey. The participants will explore how to administer some first aid, as well as the steps involved in the secondary survey. The unit will also cover how to put someone in the recovery position and when to call for the emergency services. Module 4. Illnesses and conditions. In this unit, you will explore some of the common illnesses that you may experience in children, as well as some of the rare illnesses and how to treat them, should you need to. You will learn information about what each condition is, the signs and symptoms of each, as well as the best way to treat or respond to it. Module 5. Record keeping. In our final unit, you will learn how to keep records of incidents which may take place in the workplace, and how to show record keeping that first aid has been administered in the workplace. You will also consider all the relevant legislation that must be adhered to when there is a workplace accident. The unit will finish by covering how accidents and illnesses should be recorded in early years settings.